it is a leaders meeting, and it's been a real blessing so far. And I really wanted to share on, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were really consumed by, and really troubled by what their surroundings were, and what people were saying. And you know, we don't have to be concerned. And I was trying to explain to this person that those words that you're hearing are words that are going to tear you down. They're not edifying words. This person was really troubled, really not able to hear from God, confused, has such a tender, beautiful heart, but because of all what was going on and all what this person was listening to, they just couldn't see the light through the darkness. And as I started to share, this person was getting even more agitated. And I could just see that the way that the adversary works within people, you know, don't forget Paul's thorn in the flesh was people. And as I was trying to give this encouragement, this person kept coming back, but, and you could see, you know, when somebody uses the word but, they're not listening. They're still thinking about the issue or the problem. God has given us every enablement for you as the individual. We don't have to worry about what other people are doing or what other people are saying. But we do. We are responsible to keep our alignment and harmony with God first. So if we are speaking those fitly spoken words, the words that God has given us to give to that person, and they're not listening, then as Lawrence says, you know, it's best just to keep quiet. Now, I gave this person the opportunity to share all what they needed to share, and then I came back with the word. And again, it was like hitting a closed door. And so I just left it. I just said, okay, you know, perhaps we can talk about this again later, because it just wasn't going anywhere. And then on Friday, I had a great opportunity to share my heart again. And first and foremost, I said to this person, you know, you may hear, you may see that my lips are moving, that I am speaking. But I truly believe what I'm saying is from God, and it's for you as the individual. And I want you to listen carefully, because, you know, you were really troubled and you were really hurt. And God wants you energized. He wants you full of faith. He doesn't want you brought down by people in the world. He wants to lift you up and pull you up out of the muck and the mire. See, and the biggest key for you right now is not to look at other people. Don't worry about what other people are doing. You just go with God and allow God to work within you. You know, we can often look at others and think, well, they're not doing it, or they're not doing it right. I'll give them a word of wisdom. I'll give them some knowledge. I'll pass on what I've learned. But see, it's not about us either. Now, first and foremost, we go to God as individuals. And if we're not in a place where we can go to God, then we ask God to send someone into our life to encourage us. You know, being a young person with lots of things going on, this person was really troubled. Really, really troubled. And no matter what I said, it just didn't sink in. But a couple of days later, when I had the opportunity to speak again, I know that God really blessed that person. To the point that this person never really says thank you or sorry or anything like that, but did. And said, you know, I wasn't in a place to hear what you were saying or to listen to what you were saying. But afterwards, when I got home, I did. And then God had me reinforce it again on the Friday. And you know, we must know what the word says. So like Lawrence shares, you know, we walk by that spirit, but you still need to read your Bible. You still need to know what happened, you know, in the Old Testament, the New Testament. Psalms and Proverbs are there for great encouragement. We got the New Testament now, where we can see all the great works that Jesus Christ done, how he fed it to the 12, how they went out. You know, we see Timothy, we see Paul. You know, all these people, like Lawrence was sharing about Moses, that they had a great relationship with God and great things happened. You know, signs, miracles and wonders follow them that believe. You know, we can share and share and share, and I know this is a leaders meeting, but we share and share and share, but if you as the individual aren't prepared, you may listen, you may say, oh, that was a great sharing, and then you go away and do what you want to do. That's not our responsibility. Our responsibility was to hold forth the word. Your responsibility is to act upon it. So as individuals, we act on the spiritual things of God. You know, and I was sharing with this person that we have 5 senses and we have our spiritual senses. You know, and we always want to be walking by those spiritual senses. You know, it's nice when you've cooked a nice meal and I shout up to Lawrence, Laura, your tea's ready. He said, I know, I could smell it. I knew it was almost ready. With his senses, he could smell that food cooking. But spiritually, we want to know that things are moving. Spiritually, we want to know that God's working within us. That we can smell, you know, that we're in a good situation, or that we can see with our own eyes that things are really moving. You know, people are coming. We're getting to minister healing, or we're getting to witness to someone. You know, every day we can do something. We can walk by that spirit and know that nothing can touch us. You know, when we open ourselves and we leave ourselves open, the adversary has all manners and aspects to use to really buffet us. And I shared that with this person as well. That, you know, there's nothing really good in this world, because the devil is the god of this world. But when we just take ourselves out of the situation and we walk in alignment and harmony with God, we really see how God's taking care of us and always having something to be thankful for as we continue on our day. And I don't like to say a day-to-day living, but we're on a journey, an exciting journey. I shared it on Thursday before. You know, that journey is that we've got God in Christ in us. You know, I said to you all, if Jesus Christ knocked at your door, would you open it? Would you let him straight in? And I said, no, probably. I would have to close the door and say, hang on, I've got to go and tidy up a minute. I can't have you in. But we've got Christ in us, so he's in our house 24/7. You know, he sees everything. God is all knowing. He knew. He knew when you were being formed in that womb that he would be taking care of you. You know, he is a powerful God that can meet all needs. When we go to him as individuals first, and obviously I'm married to Lawrence, so it's not just my relationship with God, but then my relationship with Lawrence and with my kids, with the believers. But the one thing that counts is my relationship with God. And God can allow situations to really come into fruition when we are walking and talking with him. You know, we may see that things aren't quite going right now, but when we take it to him, then he can make sure that runs smoothly. You know, like Fred was saying about the having sang it over, and there's a lot. We've just had Vito and about 9 other women come over, and there is a lot of planning, and there is a lot of taking care of things. And again, you know, some people had other ideas, but we just had to let those people run with those ideas. You know, we set a schedule and then that's it. You've got to leave it to the people. And if they don't want to do a certain thing, then okay, well, this is what's available to you. Because at the end of the day, you can't please everybody. You really can't. There's always going to be one. But God can please everybody. God can make all things abound and all things happen. But if we try to do it in our own strength, then we're going to come a cropper. So, you know, encouraging this person to really let go of the people around them and not to listen to what they're saying, because what they're saying is just tearing you down and not making you feel good. But really, you can go to me, you can go to Lawrence, you can go to anyone that is strong in the word and get really encouraged, and you can then learn and start to see how the adversary is affecting you, how he's pulling you down and not lifting you up. God wants to lift you up, and I encourage this person to, you know, stay in contact, to stay getting that encouragement, because you know, you can talk to someone and build them up, and within the next hour or two they can be broken down again. Stay away from the Facebook, stay away from your Twitter and your Lawrence is reading all.
I'm on it.
Yeah, I'm not very internet savvy, to be honest. Although I did see something the other day that really blessed me. Somebody had put about all the rent's gone up, and the mortgage has gone up, and my insurance has gone up, the bills have gone up, food prices have gone up, fuel's incredibly high. But I don't care, because my prayers go up and the blessings come down. And that really, really blessed me, because, you know, again, we don't look at the world. Okay, God knows all what's going on. He knows your needs. All he wants you to do is to go to him and allow him to bless you. You know, and again, Lawrence was sharing about the giving, sowing your seed. And, you know, you do that with a cheerful heart. Pay your bills with a cheerful heart. Put the fuel in your car with a cheerful heart. You know, because if you don't, then you're looking at the negative side of it. Oh, I've got to put fuel in my car. I better only put £20 because I can't really afford it. See, and then those words or even those thoughts affect you. And further down the road, you're going to get the consequences of that unbelief. You're basically saying that I won't put too much in because I don't know if I'll have enough money by the end of the week. You're then confessing that God is not meeting your needs. So when you're sowing those seeds, whether it's money or it's words, be careful. Be very careful. If you're sowing finances and you're not believing for an increase, then you need to be careful. If you're paying your bills and you're worrying about it, you need to be careful. We do everything with thankfulness in our heart to God. You have nothing to fear. You really don't. You have nothing to complain about. Whether it's raining, we've got beautiful sunshine here at the moment, and I'm really thankful for that because I'm a sun lover. But, you know, we can pay our bills because God said he is our sufficiency. He meets all our needs. We were sat out in the garden last Monday. There was all of us, Danny and Amber and Lawrence and Becky. And all of a sudden about 100 starlings sort of landed on our roof and on the aerial. And as I saw them all, I just looked and thought, look at them. They don't have to toil. They don't have to fear. And God finds a way to feed them. So how much more is he going to do for us? But again, it's down to our mindset. Our mindset of, I can do all things through Christ who infuses strength into me. So we don't have to fear about the increases in food prices or fuel prices. Because if we're sowing seed to God, he's going to make sure that we get plenty of increase in all aspects of our life.
Amen.
You know, and he's the one that feeds us and waters us, gives us the sunshine, gives us the rain, you know, so that we can do his business. He doesn't want us hindered in any way whatsoever, whether it's people around us with negative speaking, whether it's people that are trying to put, you know, a dampener on a trip that you're trying to plan, whether it's your job and the people you work with, in every aspect, whatever aspect you can think of, whether it's relationships, husband and wife, brother and sister, mum and dad, he wants you blessed in every area. He doesn't want you troubled by the systems of this world, for definite. So all we have to do, all our responsibility, is to go to God first and to walk in that faith. And you know, I say it all many, many times, is I'm not saying to you just have faith, because if you haven't really seen the power of God in your life, it's going to be hard to have faith. But when you've prayed for something and you have given it to God and you see God come through, that faith increases. And the more you go to him, the more you see what God is able to do. And believe me, God is able to do anything and everything that you could ever think of. Whether it means that he makes you take a turn in that you don't normally take to save you from having an accident. Whether he's put you in a supermarket and you've gone up and you've seen that there's things that are half price. Whether he's managed to give you a tax rebate or you've gone to get some fuel and suddenly the price has dropped by 10 cents or 10 pence a gallon, you know. Whatever we do, God can make all things abound to us. And all we have to do is have the faith in him. You know, me and Lawrence, well, it was quite funny actually, because we went out for Sunday to eat the other night. And I got out of the car and I'd swung my leg so quickly, I thought I pulled a muscle in my groin. And I'm never one to complain. I really don't. Anybody that knows me, like all my kids and that, they wouldn't know if I was hurting. They watch me carefully. But I've got out of the car and I've really felt it. And I said, okay, God, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyway, I've gone into the supermarket. And as I'm going to the checkout, I've gone to turn. And as I've gone to turn, I've sort of done a... But Lawrence caught it. And he's like laughing and taking the mickey out of me. And because when I wake up in the morning, sometimes it's because I lay on my side, I get a bit of a, I can't straighten my arm for a couple of minutes. And so if I hand him his drink, I sort of hand it like this without stretching my arm out. So he called me a Quasimodo with the hand. And then when he saw this little, it was like it was something caught in my groin, he started doing really weird things. But do you know what, we laughed and he continued to do that for a couple of hours. Like every now and again he'd walk past and he'd go, oh, take my strong hand, child, right? And I couldn't help it. And do you know what, all that laughter, because Lawrence is a very funny man, there's no religion in him whatsoever. He says what he wants to say, he doesn't care who listens, but it was so funny. And you know, he didn't offer to minister or anything, he just took the mickey out of me. And I thought that was absolutely hilarious. But I got up the next day and I had no pain at all. But it was just the humour. And do you know what? I really do believe that laughter is like a medicine. It really is healing. And, you know, the pain's gone in my groin and it wasn't an issue. But, you know, enjoy life. Don't worry about what other people think or what other people say. If you minister and nothing happens, don't worry about it. It's not on you. It's all down to God. We just go with God and allow God to work within us both to will and do of his good pleasure. So I encourage you this month, just have a wonderful month. Stay thankful and remember, as things go up, our prayers go up and the blessings sure do come down. Bless your heart.